Perky, perky.
It's like a candy store up in the studio.
We are jumping here in the Jerkbox. Spice Radio, XM 248, Sirius 108. And tell them what's going on in here, Brooke.
Before we do that, I think you have a special thank you to make, don't you?
I do want to thank Erica Icon at the PR Rub for sending in our last guest. And I can't wait to get Erica in here, too.
She's got big boobs.
I think she's coming in. I'm going to bring my strap on and fuck her big boobs.
Let's see if you actually bring it in. Are you leaving your trunk this time?
Oh, damn it. I brought my spike gloves. What do you want from me?
That's true. I can't ask too much.
Rip your skin
Just
off.
Just stay away from me with those spike
no.
gloves.
No.
But right here in front of us, right here at Spice Radio, we have a lovely array of ladies from EliteMate.com. We have Joanne, Marianne, and Z. Right? So say hello, girls.
Hello.
Wow. I'm turned on already. So tell us a little bit about your guys'...
They're all
website.
So cute and innocent looking.
We are.
And so sophisticated.
You really are fucking innocent looking.
I know, we're so innocent looking.
Tell me the dirtiest thing you guys do. Just right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. But they look shy.
I like filth.
Oh, you do.
I do love filth. Oh, fuck. The filthier the better.
Let's see. What's the dirtiest thing you do, Z?
I plead the fifth.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That's not going to sell any.
No pleading.
I like
fifth.
To piss in people's mouths. Come on.
The fifth is dirty. Do you
We're gonna open this.
Is that an act I haven't been told
about?
It's a
bad joke.
Okay. I'm going at the fifth. Wait, I know number one, number two. Wait, could it be that way? Are we going there?
Imagination.
Okay. Well, that's Brooke needs details. We like to watch her turn red. So, what do you guys do? Tell us about what's going on.
We represent EliteMate.com, which is the number one online dating site.
Really?
It's ours. Like MoveOverMatch.com because EliteMate is taking over the world.
How long have you guys been up and going?
Since about 2000. We have 20 million registered users. Pretty much. Can I introduce somebody else?
Please do. We have a very good-looking man that's sitting in front of us.
And he's actually the brains of this whole operation.
He should come closer to his microphone, though.
Brooke, why don't you take care of him? Brooke will push him around.
Let me come put something near your mouth. It might be my boob. It might be the microphone.
That's great.
Okay, I
like a willing man.
Tell us about what's going on over there on your website.
We're actually an online dating site, and we've been in business for about 10 years. We get like about 5,000 people every day registered to the site. But we're a portal to all different other dating sites. Like, so before they get to the actual site, we give them a free, fully privileged login. So they could actually log in and they could check out the site, use all the features. They don't have to use a credit card.
Similar to Adult Friend Finder, because believe me, I get very horny.
They're
and
my
if
biggest...
I want to jerk off, I go right on there and there's lots of cocks and pussies and sex. And
are you guys all members of this?
Of course we are.
And you're all, now you find dates on this?
Oh, we do.
Is this sexual dates?
It depends. I mean, I don't know. I mean, is everything a sexual date? We have to see how that,
I'm
how that works.
I'm going to pull this up on my laptop.
Oh,
right,
please
now.
Do.
Pull it up. I want to see.
Can you give them the good site, though? I mean, because we are an umbrella.
Here, I'm going to turn this
And we
to
have
you
other sites under us, like EliteSexMate.com.
So all you girls are looking for men or women?
We don't know. Men.
You don't know. under what
know.
You're looking for
I mean, it depends
undetermined.
It depends what day it is.
I'm with you. I mean, I don't discriminate. I like men and women. Why choose one?
She likes a shaved
both,
pussy,
so
though.
You guys are all kind of in trouble.
If there's a hairy pussy, then they're out.
When I'm healed up, you guys are all, you're all in my target.
You're
healed
so
up.
She had her appendix out a week ago. On this show, she had an appendix attack and laid on the floor and went right to the hospital.
Well, it gets so hot in here. You can't blame me, right?
I was rubbing her tummy. I thought she ate too many cookies or something.
They
you know?
Did. They're trying to feed me hot
tea. And her
tea.
Fucking appendix came out within an hour.
It's a good time. You never know what's going to happen in here. Yeah. But either way, I'm attracted to all of you. So
okay,
now we
I'm
have the
look.
Website up. I'm going to pass it over to Debbie.
And this is www.elitemate.com.
It's a good-looking site.
Oh, look at that right there.
Are you on here?
I am on the next page.
She wants to know if you're single. that's her
I
coy.
I mean, single or not. Do you have to be single
way.
To be on here?
No. Actually, there's actually, out, right? You were speaking about Adult Friend Finder. Before you get to the site, we ask you if you want to become a member of Adult Friend Finder Alt, which is their alternative lifestyle. They have a tranny site. They have a fetish site themselves. And we actually work with a lot of these different adult dating sites. And we ask the people, do you want to become a member of that site before you become, you know?
So if I'm a member currently of Adult Friend Finder, am I benefactoring to you guys through that I'm obviously not informed.
I totally understand. If you registered through Elite Mate, and you'll see Adult Friend Finder in the registration form.
I'll have to sign up later.
Yeah, absolutely. Pick them all.
What sites are you girls on?
I'm on Elite Mate.
Elite Mate.
And you're all looking for...
And actually, I'm on Elite Mate and Date with Style.
Another cute one. Look at this.
I'm telling you, it's
a
smorgasbord.
Lauren's amazing, and she's a comedian, so she's going to make us laugh.
Oh, fucking tell us a joke.
Hey, I'm not supposed to be laughing.
She just got her appendix out. I'll hold your tummy.
Okay.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm good.
She had something in her mouth, actually, a second ago.
I got lost, so I walked around the whole block.
Like, can we hear her?
Not really. Can you share a microphone? Yeah. Can you pull your chair up and sit right by Vic over here?
Okay.
I mean, any woman would want to sit there, but just go ahead and share that microphone.
Great.
Is this a sexual website thing? Is this
fetish? It's both.
Okay, let's say, for instance, I like to fuck guys in the ass. That's one of my new things.
Okay.
I like to carry them around, too. I like to dress them up like little babies and carry them around.
Okay.
So I'm a carrier. I'm an ass fucker. Now, could I find...
You could.
Slaves?
Absolutely.
I guess I'd want a slave to clean my fucking ass and lick my fucking feet.
Absolutely.
You'd 100%. Help me out with that.
I would love to.
Oh, fuck. I would love that.
I think he's being a little too serious right now.
I would fucking love
that. Doesn't he seem a little serious?
I will help her.
Him?
I'm not
going
to help her.
No, Vic. I think Vic's being a little serious. I think he needs to loosen up.
All right. I'm sorry.
Maybe he needs to take off his clothes. So, Brooke.
Can we get him some pot? Does anybody have weed? Is it too soon in the show for me to bring that up?
Weed. Michael, let me ask my producer. He likes to make our guests happy. We need some smoke. Roll one up for our guests.
Seriously. Pretty soon.
So I'm serious. Now, a girl like Brooke, if she wanted to maybe find her future baby daddy... He has to play the guitar. He needs to be...
Big cock.
Have a big cock, and she had these specific. But say she tattoos. Wanted looking for a more long term thing. Whereas
baby
could you
daddy
help her
is not
out
long
too?
Term.
Yes, absolutely. Because so, you're when you go on there, you're filling out various characteristics of yourself, and then you could do searches based on those characteristics. So you can like filter really what you're looking for.
Okay.
But this is more me, actually. I know that the long-term thing is kind of what she'd like to see for me because I'm the clean, she's the dirty.
Sometimes you want to go short-term.
Right, but. How do you go about safety with that? I mean, like,
well,
how do
you know
it's
about,
not a
you,
psycho killer coming
yeah,
over?
Yeah, actually, and that's brought up a lot because, but think about it. If you meet someone in a nightclub and you're right there in front of them, you have a better chance of getting hurt right there than you have when you're on a site.
You're not giving away your email.
You get an IM. You get your own email. You got astrology compatibility, personality matching.
Right.
You have a friends list. You could gauge the person and then keep emailing them, and they can send unlimited pictures to you until you kind of feel like
all protected. They're all protected.
Yes.
Girls,
yes.
What are you looking for?
Me.
I want to know. I want to know. Just what are you looking for
in a guy?
Are you looking for a guy or a girl?
You know
what are you registered as?
I have. What am I? No, I'm registered as looking for a guy, I would say. I'm
okay.
Very boring.
So that's one of the questions. What are you looking for, male or female?
Male.
You're looking for a long-term or a short, kinky thing?
I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things where, like, you go out on a date with them, if they make it past the first date, you can worry about long-term or short-term, but, I mean,
do you have specifications for a type of guy?
Big dick.
That's
you like
a
big
one.
Dick?
Yeah.
We have that in
common. I didn't know that was on the topic.
Okay, ready? Powerful. Is that an option?
Strong, yes.
No, powerful, not like strong.
Like own his own company.
Right,
own
like
right.
The owner
the
of Paramount.
Hotels.
I mean, I don't know who you are, but I'm not necessarily.
The owner of Paramount.
The owner of a studio.
Owner
like
of Spice Radio, perhaps.
Exactly. Is he in here?
I saw you eyeing him before.
Marianne, I was instructed to tell you that one of the guys in the booth, I don't know his name, but he told me specifically to tell you has a crush on you. So
would
you
he be in a gray shirt?
Probably.
Look in a brown jacket.
A brown jacket.
You guys can fight over who has the crush.
I've been trying to have him for years.
He's the one with his fucking hand around his cock right now.
Talker. All talker. Oh, threesome. We can have a threesome. Are you down?
Uh-oh. Not today.
See?
I'm not that easy.
I didn't say I was easy. Let's get some booze in these women.
Let's
get a couple of shots.
We need some tequila.
Let's get tequila shots.
Jägermeister.
Oh,
let's
okay,
do it.
What else do you enjoy? Okay, a big cock, powerful presence.
Powerful presence. I mean, that's a really big thing for
right.
me.
Right. You need somebody strong and in charge and wealthy.
That, I mean, it's, you know what? I think that power, obviously, and I mean, wealth comes with power, but someone that actually like can tell people what to do.
I like that.
Yeah, I like when someone
a guy
is
in a
in
suit
charge.
Or do you want him in his flip-flops walking along
I mean,
the
I
beach?
I mean, I have dated like Wall Street guys in the past.
Those are kind of boring.
She'd probably be
I
really
mean,
cute with like somebody just totally incognito. Ready to run the world, but yeah, look
she
at
doesn't
her.
Strike
but
me
like
as like
to, I like
the,
to be in control too.
The girl that likes the guys with the tattoos, so we don't have to compete for guys.
Do you like tattoos?
I mean, I don't mind them.
Do you? Is it mandatory to be ass fucked? Do you like to get fucked in the ass?
Oh wow,
she goes
sorry.
Right there. Oh wow, what a great question.
I'm such
a. Oh, she does. We got
I
a
hear
yes.
You. I hear you.
We got she a yes does. Over here.
How does he know?
Yes? I don't know. I'm wondering. Mm. Do I need to be
okay,
jealous?
Ready?
What a night to forget my strap on.
Of all nights.
And the bottle of Jaeger.
But you do
for
have
sake.
The gloves, and I think maybe
I
these ladies would love to.
I don't want to hurt them. Maybe
they
we'll look at their
hurt.
Feet. Maybe
this one in the scarf would love to be hurt over here.
Maybe.
See? She doesn't even need the liquor. This maybe is my girl will. Right here. I like
just
her.
Get some scotch in her.
My name is Scotch, and I'm going to be in you if you don't watch
what does your profile say? If someone wanted to go to this website right now and find you, what would be some of the criteria that they would enter into the search engine to maybe luckily find you?
Well, you have to be like a guy with a big cock. Definitely.
Okay.
Again,
nice
we
ass.
Have the same.
Nice
you
ass.
Must be holding him.
Nice ass.
Nice ass, firm ass.
Yeah, nice body overall. Nice shape.
Okay.
So, and
you lick
she
little
wants
ass?
To grab on it.
Yeah, of course.
I love to fucking, okay.
Yes.
She's got my
we
mouth.
Like chocolate.
Brooke's going, I can't believe you said that, you
I
fucking
know.
Whore.
Chocolate.
She's the dirty, I'm the clean.
I love it.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Like fruits and play a little bit.
Okay,
fruit.
So you're
she would love ginger.
Yeah, we like food. Yeah. We
I love food.
Yeah. You like girls too?
No.
Just men, cock only? What about two men?
Yeah,
I can see you. One in the mouth, one in the fucking pussy.
Yeah,
look at her hair flying. Yeah, you're hot. I bet you'd get wild.
Why not?
She looks wild.
She looks wild.
She looks wild, right,
Brooke? And you know what?
I can try.
I wouldn't fuck with her. I'm telling you that right now. And I'm not.
You
I'm down. I would
York.
Be her sub.
She's from New York.
I could see that in her. She's
from
very
New York?
East Coast. She looks like she owns her own chain of high class.
She
sometimes.
Owns her own I dating site.
Well, there you go.
She's a madam, actually. We came here to pick up chicks.
How about
tell
that?
Them to call in right
I
now.
I like how I
pimp,
go right for the two most powerful.
Bitches.
her site is Date with Style.
Date with Style.
Oh,
okay.
Brooke.
And you have a Twitter for that as well.
Yeah, let's
yes.
get, let's shout
let's
out all you guys.
Get all
stuff.
Your Twitters out because I'm on here trying to shout out for you.
So if you guys are Twittered, Facebook,
on my style? On my Twitter, I put a daily smut photo. I'm just throwing
ooh,
that out there for
of yourself or
my friend Glenn.
It's for seasonal depression, you know.
So you help people with their seasonal depression.
Yeah, are they one cum shot at a time.
Oh God, that's hot. What's your Twitter? I'm gonna have
it's,
to go
it's
there.
It's Classy Lauren B. And it's not, I mean, if this isn't going to get me laid, like if this isn't like my equivalent of a dating site, I don't know what is. I should just kill myself.
Well, damn. I bet you.
I want to know the middle innocent. Look at how quiet she is. She thinks she's going to escape. Brooke, do you want to ask her some questions? Because
I knew I was next.
I knew you were next.
It. Well, it's because you were so like,
look at how sweet she is.
Look
at her legs.
A while ago.
And it almost
knees,
looks like your knees are
her
bruised.
Knees, she's you, been working.
No
job. Okay, blow job.
Holy
Betty.
Fucking shit!
I fell down the steps.
Yeah, and both knees hit the ground, and your mouth happened to be open,
wait.
And the cock happened to fall
that's,
in.
That'll help with
amazing.
Seasonal depression. A picture of her fucking bruised knees. You like
it's
to
hot.
Suck cock, right? Go ahead.
Guilty as charged.
That is hot that you would suck such a mean cock. Your fucking kneecaps are so black.
See, Debbie's all about
she's
it. She's
so pretty. I didn't even look at her legs. I mean, I was looking at her legs briefly, but. Look at her fucking knees.
You know she's classy though because there are no scars on her knees. They're just
are you
bruised.
Kidding me?
You know?
There's millions of scars.
She knows
well, then I'm full
shaving.
Of shit and never mind.
I'm full of shit.
Okay. Well. Okay. So
are you
going to
ask
you're
her? About
you're on my board now. So.
Ask her about her sexual.
I'm working
wants.
On it. You do or don't like girls. I know she doesn't. She doesn't. So you're in the middle. I'm going to have to say sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Exactly. If it's the right kind of night and the right kind of liquor
exactly.
going.
Exactly. And a good mixture of it.
And what do you do when next out. Wednesday?
She doesn't remember what happened.
But I want to remember that.
That's what happened with the knees.
That's when she blacked out.
How long know the story already?
I was there. You just don't remember.
God, I knew I remember really, you from
it
somewhere.
It wasn't my appendix that came out. You just got a little too out of hand and threw me down the stairs.
Oh. That's what those bruises are from.
But I had fun doing it. So how long have you been with them?
You know, I've been with them for about a couple months now.
A couple months, yeah. And how many successful dates have you been on? And were they one-night stands, or have you been dating somebody, a few?
What is she looking for? Someone that she can suck their cock? She can just not even talk to him?
Exactly.
Now, God, she's my kind of girl.
Try to break out of the shell.
What do you look for when you're on there, and you're kind of looking at profiles, scanning through?
I don't know, somebody who has a little bit of personality, you know?
Okay.
It's hard, but... if they have it, I'm in.
And not corny.
Exactly, not corny. And the pickup lines, no.
No, forget about it, right?
Exactly.
Now, do you like tattoos, not tattoos?
I love tattoos.
My kind of girl.
I'm big on tattoos.
She's picking up on
you,
you know.
Did you wear panties today is my next question.
I did.
Are you shaved or unshaved?
Unshaved.
So you're bushy.
Exactly.
Beep. Sorry, Brooke. Sorry,
now,
Brooke.
What is your profile name if they wanted to go on there and find you?
I don't want to give that out,
okay.
But I will find you.
And your phone number. Oh, find me. I'm going on there. Forget Adult Friend Finder.
And your phone
it's
number.
It's all about elitemate.com.
That's it.
I'm going to go on there and do some hunting later on tonight. And I have a group question. Is there, because on Adult Friend Finder, I like to watch the webcams. Do you guys have, like, the webcams stuff going on?
ElitemateCams.com.
ElitemateCams.com.
There's two
wait,
actual
you guys
cam
do webcam? All of yeah. you, or is that optional?
Not all at once.
No. I'm wondering.
I actually don't use that site. I use just the ElitemateCams.
Do you do webcams?
Occasionally,
do
maybe.
You, what do you do on the webcams?
I don't know. I just want to see what they look like.
She's such a
plain. What about you? Face. You probably get fucked yeah. in front of the webcam.
Yeah, I did. Of course I did. Yeah.
Okay. She gets fucked. And you. Like are you it. On the webcams is what I want to know. Vic.
I am.
Vic is on the webcams. We're going to have
I'm
to check that
sites.
Out. Wow, you get around.
As a performer, as a participant?
Both. Observing, participating, you know, because... I'm the owner of the site. I want to make sure that people
things
are getting
work
the best
smoothly.
Experiences that they
and the
have.
Best service, of course.
Exactly.
Something tells me you give great service. Now, do you guys ever go on, like, to some dates? Like, maybe you and with somebody else?
I go every day on my site, on my page.
Okay.
So, I like her.
I know. She's
she's got dicks place. In all her holes. But she's got bruised knees.
They're badly bruised. But you know what's funny is because from the knee up, she's so classy
innocent.
And sophisticated and innocent looking. I don't think
I
she has...
I don't blame her. She had one rough night.
This week?
I mean, that's
week,
not a bad
one
thing.
Rough night.
I mean, look at her. She's a hard worker.
One rough night.
She's a great date is what we want to say.
She's a great date.
But she doesn't have an ounce of makeup on, and she's gorgeous. All of you guys
well,
are gorgeous.
You.
And you're gorgeous yourself, both of you.
Oh, thank you. Do what Brooke, I can with the fake
maybe
hair.
Maybe you
want to
show
them
your
makeup.
Nipples real quick before we go to a break.
Oh, sure.
I'll say, well, you're listening to The Jerkbox, Sirius 108, XM 248. You want to call us? 1-800-SPICE-88. Email us at radio@spicetv.com.
I love how you have pink
this
little...
story. You're probably a top. Train ride. At the Sunnyvale station, Doug craned his neck to survey the train. Interesting. Nobody rides this thing on weekends, he commented. Hmm, Veronica responded, distracted by the family on the platform with a gaggle of unruly children. When Doug's hand cupped her generous breast, she caught her breath, but didn't move. She suspected he wouldn't want her to. I was reading an article in the Chronicle just last week that the construction is forcing people into their cars, he explained, as his fingers located her steadily growing nipple through her blouse. Could the people on the platform see what was going on? She wondered. I guess we're one of the few who are still trying to keep congestion and pollution to a minimum, he continued. Circling her nipple over and over, He waited while she regulated her arousal. He knew the surprise of his strong will always disconcerted her at first, and he preferred her compliance to be of a more conscious than frightened nature. Hence, he gave her a few moments to think clearly, but no more than a few moments. "Your breast feels so firm in my hand," he said quietly into her ear as she continued to stare out the window. "When your nipple is this hard, I know that your cunt is wet. Isn't that right?" "Yes," she whispered, more furtively than she expected. He was right, of course. At his touch, her juices always began to flow, and as she obediently sat still in her seat, a tiny stream of wetness spread from her pussy lips to her panties. "And if I were to caress you between your legs, I would find you wet and ready for me, wouldn't I?" His hand remained on her screaming nipple, rubbing it insistently. If she squirmed, he might be displeased. She remained immobile, stewing in her own juices, only vaguely aware that the train had started moving again. "Yes," she agreed, "I am wet and ready for you." They heard movement in the next car as she spoke. Doug moved his hand from her breast to her crotch, and as he burrowed between her thighs along the seam of her jeans, she spread her legs as much as the seat would allow. "That's a good girl. Give me your wetness. Can you feel the vibration of the train coming up through your cunt?" She couldn't quite feel it, but wanted to. Badly. What she did feel was his tender, expert stroking, applying just enough pressure to make her want to crawl up the back of her seat. The door of their train car slid open, and a conductor walked through. Veronica's eyes widened, and her pulse raced as she realized that Doug had no intention of removing his hand. The conductor stood beside Doug and asked for their tickets, taking great pains to ignore Doug's hand busily working at her pubis. As soon as the man moved to the next car, Doug got up and led Veronica to the bathroom at the front of the car. She followed anxiously, and when he fingered her dripping pussy in the tiny compartment, she was grateful that the sounds of the train drowned out her shouts of pleasure.
Okay, good. We don't want to share our.
What are you not sharing? Yes. We're gonna say welcome back to the Jerk Box, Sirius 108 XM 248. You are listening to Spice Radio. I am Debbie Diamond. Next to me is Miss Brookhaven, and we've got some lively guests here.
Brookhaven, there's a town over like that in Long Island, Brookhaven.
Yes, there is, and I did not know that prior to me naming myself.
Really?
There's also an obesity clinic in London or something, the Brookhaven Obesity Clinic, and then there's an insane asylum.
That's the one I like.
Yeah. Perfect name.
I get around. What can I say? So we still have this lovely array of ladies and this hot gentleman in front of us. What should we do with them, Deb?
You are flirting relentlessly, aren't you, Brooke?
I haven't. I told you. I'm so horny from this whole hospital thing. When my doctor's name is Dr. Tongue and I'm stuck in the hospital for a week, I come out a little frustrated. You know what I'm saying?
She's frustrated.
I would like my Hitachi, and that's the first question I'm
asking.
Is
there nude pictures available? If people, can you that, put
there
up
there better be, or I'm not going on the site.
Yes, actually, the first picture is non-nude. And
non-nude?
Then you could actually pick nude pictures up of yourself.
So if Brooke wants to go in and see what you look like, or I want to go in and see what she looks like.
We all want to know what she looks like under all those clothes.
Scorpio 2.
Scorpio and the number 2.
Do you know that?
I guess I didn't
on
know
Elite
that.
Mate.com.
So did your birthday just pass?
I'm actually a Virgo.
That's weird.
But I put Scorpio 2.
Oh, wow. Slutty. Way to go, hidden slutty. Identity there.
There you go.
Is he slutty?
Well, I mean, Scorpios are slutty. And when I say slutty, slutty isn't fabulous. I mean in a good way, slutty. And I like them. And Vic especially also, male model ones.
Yeah,
sorry.
Vic also knows like astrology stuff. He could like tell us all about ourselves.
We have an actual astrology dating site.
Tell Brooke, not stimulations.com.
I want to know.
No, that's in a fetish site.
Fetish site is stimulationserotica.com.
That's stimulationserotica.com to find my slave.
What is the astrology one?
It's called EliteAstrologyMatch.com.
EliteAstrologyMatch.com.
So if Brooke wanted to find somebody that their stars were aligned together
absolutely
magically.
We have a great feature. I'm actually a board certified astrologer with the NCGR.
What does that mean? Tell me
it's
more about
that. National Council for Geocosmic Research, and it's a 4-year degree, and I have a counseling degree.
Wait, so what are we in here? What is your sign?
I'm a Taurus.
Saggy badgy.
So your birthday's coming up.
Just passed. Last week, the same week of the damn appendix.
I'm an Aries. I'm a fire sign, too.
Oh, so we would get along.
Yes, we would. We will.
He probably needs to know the date of birth, right, and the time.
And the place.
But we'll get into that
on the site. You know where the planets were at that time and when where they're moving around. I love all
that. The program is automatic. All you have to do is plug in those.
Add your information.
And then you could actually do searches for astrologically enabled clients.
Oh, fuck.
Wow. So you have a site for everything.
I actually have a single parent site. You know, I have
imagine that.
A site for like people that want to get married.
Fucking site.
Elite spouse. Like if you know you want to get married, you're serious.
Is there like a sugar daddy elite site?
I do. Yes. We have EliteSexyCougars.com.
Hey. I've been on cougar box covers. What?
Bitch.
our actual that site that you're referring to, it's called EliteWealthyMatch.com.
EliteWealthyMatch. I'm taking notes.
Look at her. She's not fucking around. You're going to see Brookhaven, probably under your real name, logging into all these sites, making all your fantasies come true.
I'm spending my whole credit card.
And although she doesn't...
You get a lifetime membership.
Sweet. See that? This is amazing. Lifetime membership. I'm down.
Actually, you know what? Anybody that's listening to the air, if they use the referral code for free... The number four. And free. They get asked for a 5-digit code when you sign up to Elite Mate, and that gets you lifetime privileges.
Free gets you lifetime. Guys listening better go to your computer and sign up right this minute.
We take care of our listeners.
Can we
here
have people
Spice
call
Radio
in and tell us like their worst date story or something?
You want to hear about worst dates?
wait, before we get to that, I have some important stuff in front of me that we need to cover. The Daily Smut.
Yes.
Tumblr? Mm-hmm. Is it the dailysmut.tumblr.com?
Yes, because I'm too cheap to pay for a website.
I love it.
You know what? Any girl that
she does a WordPress free blog.
Yeah, and now that I have this free lifetime code, I'm not going to be paying for my slutty internet.
You know what?
Shit,
damn
either.
Right. These radio appearances.
I'll be getting dick for free till I die.
And vagina for free.
and you share with the world because you do a picture a day.
Because God damn it, somebody's got to help these depressed sons of bitches.
How many followers do you have on Twitter looking at your
I don't
film
know, like 400 or 500. Okay. Not that many, because a lot of people can't put up with my filthy mouth.
Oh, I love your filth. I love the word cunt. Do you ever use the word
cunt?
Cunt. Oh, right. Fuck. That's so good. What was your picture
are
yesterday?
Are you my mother, by
I
the way?
Be. I could be.
It's getting dirty.
What was your picture?
Yesterday was... Day 60 was roofed a city smut. I was just topless on a rooftop.
Now you take them with like your cell phone?
Usually my friends take them. The only ones I've taken of
like
myself
Kelly LeBlanco.
Yes, Kelly LeBlanco takes many of my smut photos. Also, the gays take a lot of them for me.
I keep hearing of the gays. I keep telling her to take me out with the gays.
You
want to
come out with the gays?
Bring me
out
with
the gays. I mean, put
on
your party shoes.
They don't fuck around.
And you might want to, just for your own safety, you might want to put some plugs up your nostrils. Otherwise, things can get out of hand in West Hollywood.
Holy. But, and you just can be found at Twitter at @ClassyLaurenB.
Yes.
And then I have Sundays at Red Rock, 9 p.m.
The Dinah Lefferts Show with Classy Lauren is a stand-up show at a bar where the bartenders are hot.
This is fabulous.
Yeah, it's at a bar. I get drunk and pour beer on my tits.
We
it's
get
not
drunk.
Boring. Like, you know,
we
it's really...
Drunk.
You guys get drunk.
When
everyone
is that?
Comes, get drunk. It's every Sunday. And this week... I book people that I think are hot because let's be real. I'm, you know what I mean?
Sometimes you need alcohol to
so
make them hot.
So this week we have Theo Vaughn from The Real World.
I don't know who that is.
Theo.
One of, oh,
I don't
Theo.
Know.
Yeah.
There's too many and, real worlds
and,
out there.
And some, we've got Nate Craig, who's also hot.
I've heard that person maybe on Twitter or something.
He's very funny on Twitter.
Hmm.
He better fuck me for saying these nice things on the radio.
Yeah, they better. And you know what? They better all go sign up and get those damn free lifetime memberships for free. Not at the Red Rock, but for the website. Oh, yeah. Well. Let's get back to the program here because we're getting a little distracted. EliteMate.com. They have a million other sites. And what did we want to do, Debbie Diamond, right now with them? We wanted to take a call or look at cocks or something?
They wanted to put a shout out for some calls with some dating. You want good dating stories or horrible
dating
stories?
We want, like, bad dating stories.
Internet,
like,
dating stories, maybe?
Oh, that
bad
would be great.
Dating stories.
Yeah. Any dating stories. Any dating stories that are worth talking
Let's
about.
Let's ask Brooke. Brooke, give us a bad dating story. Or if someone has one, 1-800-SPICE-88.
What makes you think I go on dates? I'm here with you half my life.
I understand that, but let's just say, just go back in your memory a little bit and think of one that maybe wasn't so successful as the next.
Well, I did. Okay. There was one. I was a lot younger. I don't know, maybe 18, 19, we'll say. It's as young as we can go on here. And I went on to one of those sites, we won't say, because they're probably your competition. And I met this guy, and we're talking on the phone, and I'm young and dumb and wasn't full of cum. I was hoping to be. And I went to dinner with this guy, and I remember I had a salad. He had a something. I made the mistake of telling him where I worked, and I didn't call him for the next day. And so he tried to come to my cell phone store I was working at and collect the money for the damn salad.
Wow. At my you cell phone. You are kidding me.
Horrible.
It was
horrible.
Awful.
Is that
but
what kind of story you're looking for?
Like that
Have you had a bad date story?
I did. I met this guy at a sushi place down in Pacific Palisades.
Mm. Oh, which is a great area.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. And he had, like, a kid with him. They were eating,
so far,
like,
so
really,
bad
like,
on
a brownie
first date.
Sundae with ice cream. That was their dessert.
Oh, you probably fit that scenario perfect.
It
so
was
you,
great.
Right?
And I was like, wow, this guy's, like, super cute. I don't go out with anyone. And
meanwhile, he borrowed the kid from a neighbor.
He did. Turns out, like, he ends up getting divorced, and now he's living in this, like, beautiful house. He tells me to come meet him, like, the next day. I come meet him in the house. It's, like, this gorgeous $5 million house with maids and dogs and everything. We go out to eat, and the check comes, and then I go to, like, you know, he puts down his credit card, so I go to pull out my credit card. He goes, I put down cash. And he goes, oh, I'll take that, and I'll just put it on my card. So he took my cash, put it in his wallet. And then he tried consistently, like, calling me or tried making out with me, touching me, feeling me, whatever. I was like, dude, I'm like, this is not happening.
In front of the kid? Oh, no, this
was
at his house.
Okay. That was the next day. But in a $5 million mansion, the guy is, and he's taking $25 from me.
That's like the salad story.
That's what I'm saying. Like, are you kidding me?
Shaking you down.
And the guy's name is Riley. Let's throw his name out there.
Let's just put him out on blast,
Riley. The guy's name is
Riley
from Pacific Palisades.
What was his occupation? Do you remember?
Probably nothing. Walmart.
He wasn't
probably.
your country ruler.
No, what was he? He looked like a soccer player. He had like a nice body. He has curly hair, long hair. Watch out, ladies. He is just scary. He has,
was
like,
this recently?
This was like within the past 6 months.
Okay, we're going to out that
what
boy.
Is it? Riley, I can't think. I got to find.
How'd you meet him?
Riley, can I say his last name?
We don't care.
Do whatever you want. You can do whatever
free
you want.
Radio
his
around
name
here.
Is Riley Barry, and he's from Pacific Palisades.
And he was bad to you.
Oh, I would never speak to him again. He tried calling me 3 other times to make dates, and I blew him off every time.
He is on blast.
Yeah,
how did you meet
he's
going
to have to use somebody else's name when he goes on dates.
That's okay, because it probably wasn't his house in the first place. He's ours.
She didn't do it properly. She didn't do it through the website.
Exactly.
She just met him.
See, that was a bad test.
Riley just changed his username on EliteMate.com to, like, something else.
Dick sucker.
Yeah. Smiley.
That's great. That's okay. We know he's got curly hair. Or curly
anal fisting lover.
What about you?
Oh, wait.
You
hold on.
One.
Double Dutch
hold on.
Dating.
And he had a tattoo. And he had a tattoo. He went to go show me a tattoo. And he had like, what are those things called? Like the... what are the Speedos? He
the
had, like,
tidy whiteies.
Yeah, like,
something?
He pretty much wore Speedos and had a tan, like, all the way up here.
That's so tacky.
And he goes to, like, show me his tattoo, and he's like, I got a tattoo of a cock. Because when
Shut
I
it. Went,
when I got my
bad sign,
when I got
number
divorced,
one.
I got my cock back. So a picture of a rooster,
God.
Like a cock, a rooster.
He really did have a tattoo. Yeah.
Weren't we saying if you're corny,
Riley
hit
with
the
a
road?
Fucking rooster tattooed on his left hip.
Get the hell out of here.
Get him drunk and fucking fist his ass. For her.
Please
get
do.
Him back for being a bad boy.
Oh my gosh, I can't even believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Where
what about,
do these men come from?
You're probably funnier than shit.
Yeah, I would say so. So clearly my date story is not as tame, but this was a date, maybe our second date. We're like having, it was hot as hell. We like have some, I don't know, fucking yogurt or something.
Wait a second. Can we just rewind? You're on date 2. So on date 1, did you have sex with him?
Maybe this is date 1.
Okay.
She's getting to the yogurt point.
So that's where we're going with this. So I was traumatized by this date so much so that I haven't titty fucked since, because this guy went to try and titty fuck me, and he was tall, and this fan was like, ceiling fan's like metal, and it hit him in the head. Yeah, next thing I know, there's like blood all over my right, like all over, and I'm just like, what the fuck?
Meanwhile, you have to bury the body.
I'm like, he's dead. But then he wakes up, and then he's like, you need to drive me to the hospital. I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, I take a time out from it being all about me. I'm like, all right, I didn't get off.
Because there's blood on your way.
All right, I'll put my clothes back on. I'll take you to the hospital, but on the way, I may or may not have to stop to get some cigarettes and a Red Bull.
Well, did you actually roll him out of the car, or did you actually walk him in the hospital, or just drive and roll?
I took him in there and, like, sat in there with, like, these, well, he had, like, all these stitches. And I, you know, here's the best part, is I don't remember his name.
You don't need to after
a story. The guy who bashed his head in the fan. How do you...
Oh my God! I don't think anybody can beat that. That's a pretty fucking intense. Wait, was his cock big, and did it look really good between your titties?
You know, it was. It
mediocre.
I was trying to get it bigger with my tits. You know,
he was already having wood issues, and the ceiling fan did not help.
You know what? The ceiling. I got cock blocked by that ceiling fan, but I'm thinking maybe it did me a favor.
Up. Wait, we have a caller.
Oh, Jason.
Jeff. Right? No. Oh, where did Jason go?
Jason just left.
Jeff wants to talk about anal sex.
Great.
Do you guys like anal sex?
I don't, surprisingly.
Well, here's Jeff from New York. Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, from New York.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're all good.
Good. Yeah, I have a little story about anal sex with my girlfriend.
Listen, get to the sex. I don't want to hear about you thought about it for like 10 minutes. Just get to the good parts.
Boy, you're being so mean, bro.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
Let's get to it.
Well, I went to stick it in, and she really wasn't prepared for it. I mean, we skipped.
I don't know. That's kind of taking, you know.
Horny.
So was
and
that
it? I just went buck nutty. Balls deep. Oh my God, it was devastating for her, but man, did I love it.
Okay, maybe
he liked
Jeff
fucking that dirty ass. So it was a bad story for her, but
it's
a great story for him.
I loved that. I just went balls deep. That's the enthusiasm.
She let loose all over me.
And you like that. You probably started jerking off with it, right?
Did I?
I think maybe we have another call on the
phone. That's hot.
And
thank
I
you,
can't
Jeff.
Even take this.
I'm sorry, but that's pretty hot that he would call in and share that with us. Okay? It's hot that he would call in, Brooke. That he would call in and share that with you.
Sure.
It may not be your thing for someone to splooge all over.
Is it your thing?
No, I really don't like that. That's one of the few things I don't like, is that.
I wish we had a better story.
I like
than
urine.
That.
If somebody wanted to pee on me, that's cool.
That's different.
I like that.
I'd have to have a whole bottle of hand sanitizer around that party.
Oh, here's a bad cougar experience. Okay. This is Keith in Oregon with a cougar experience. Keith?
Keith got his cock stuck in
no,
his
this arm. Is Blake.
Blake.
Oh,
you guys picked me up.
Wow.
Oh, well, hold on a minute. Keith?
Yes, hello.
There he is. Sorry. Thinking about urine.
Yeah, it's okay.
What's your story?
Off or what?
You're on. We're all listening to you.
A whole room full of
seven people right here.
Oh, my gosh.
Waited.
I'm a little bit nervous on this. But
well, don't be nervous. Just let it go.
I'll share an experience that I had back in when I was a junior in college. What I had done was I had cleaned homes and pools and did, you know, gardening, what have you, for finances on the weekend and over the summer when I was away to school. And that's a I had
this is boring
taken care of one person's home.
It is, right?
This is really boring.
Do you guys need me to get the story
Brooke,
moving
please,
along here?
Please attack know. Him like the bulldog that you are.
Thank you for calling in with your story, but I'm really tired of having people take too long getting to the point of the sex, so I want you to already be there, be naked, and then tell
he's
the story.
He's cleaning pools.
Please.
He's making money.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
I'm 20, almost 21, and she is 37. And she had, I guess, just had the home given to her in a separation.
You somehow missed my direction here.
Did you fuck this cougar?
I
we want to hear about the cock in the vagina.
It's a little bit nervous and everything. I apologize for that.
It's all right. Brooke's
but
having
that
a bad appendix thing.
That was a situation to where I actually, I was very timid, shy. She was more the aggressor. And I was, one thing led to another, and this was over about a period of really a month. And the next thing I know, you know, I wasn't even a drinker back in school.
Okay, what the fuck happened, though? The cougar, did you get her in the ass? Did you put her up against the wall? We're going to lose our guest if you don't hurry and cut to the chase.
Did she die of old age when you were telling her the story before you had sex with her, or when you did?
I think we're going to have to get back to that story, Deb. You know what? We like you, and we'd like to hear your story when we don't have a group of seven people that are waiting to get naked.
I think you need to get your nerves aside, maybe type it up. That was Keith. Type it up for us. Get ready. Get to the action. We want to hear the meat and potatoes. We don't want... We really don't. I mean, Brooke is in a bad mood, right?
I'm feeling you're kind of hot.
You're feeling dommy.
I want to, like, get to the action.
If you had a stick right now, would you beat me? You would, wouldn't you?
I have a blindfold, and I will beat you.
I don't
want to,
unless you shove it down my throat or something. What are we going to do with that?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that was kind of hot.
Which part? The part about the story?
Me imagining you shoving a blindfold down my throat.
Well, while you imagine that, let's go to Excessive Sex, starring Victoria. No.
I think it's Alana Evans.
Alana Evans.
Music to fuck by the Beastie Boys.
Somebody. Let's go to somebody.
Brass Monkey. That funky monkey.
Ooh, Brass Monkey makes me feel like such a bad girl. Gets me all hyped up and wired out and ready to fuck. But I think that's a good thing. Ooh, that would be a hot little four-way right there. Me banging all three of the guys from the Beastie Boys. Fuck yeah, a little Brooklyn action. One in my mouth, one in my pussy, my D in my S. I walk by, I'm gonna give you a hell of a lot more than the eye, baby. In fact, I'm just gonna come right over, unzip your pants, put your cock right into my mouth, and blow you in front of all your friends. Oh, put me down on the bar. Spread my legs, see I'm not wearing any panties, and just fuck me right there. I might be knocking the bottles off the counter, but you'll be knocking my boots. Your cock's got me in a trance. Ugh, feeling so good, banging my little Brooklyn booty. I want more. I want it hard.
Guys, this is me, Little Lupe. And December 9th, I'm gonna be doing my first show, hosting it from 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you wanna hear me saying my pussy, my ass, my pussy's like a machine, ding, 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 you're gonna tune in from Woman of the World. On December 9th, from 11 to 1 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Spice Radio.
Hey, my name is Tegan Presley. You can find me at my website, teganraw.com. My sexy story has to do with me waiting forever in line at the car wash, bored in my car with Tyler. And we're just sitting there, and I was listening to music and thinking, gosh, I haven't had sex in, let's see, 3 or 4 days, and all I wanted to do was have sex, but we were stuck waiting for the car to get out of the car wash. So we decided to pull down the street, you know. We had a big SUV, a lot of tinted windows. So we pulled up to the curb. He kept joking around how he wanted me to bend over so he could stick his hand down my jeans and play with my butt crack a little and pull my ass out of my pants. As I bent over, I would lick his pants where his dick was, and I could feel him getting hard and throbbing through his jeans. What was even funnier, though, is that when you looked across the street, there was a cop sitting there, and he was in his car, but because it was such tinted windows, we weren't scared at all. And then we were parked in front of the car wash, so there was literally people that could see into the car watching us, and it made it even hotter. As soon as he stuck his finger in my ass and started moving it around and playing with it, I got that sudden urge of hotness all over my body, and it overwhelmed me.
Okay, it overwhelmed her.
It overwhelmed me, too.
The touches all over her body in the car wash.
Which was longer, that story or the story from Jeff, was it?
I don't know, but
Keith,
this is...
Keith, Kevin, Jeff.
This is the Jerk Box, Spice Radio, Sirius 108, XM 248, 1-800-SPICE-88 is the number, and we have a full house right now. Girls, you wanted to shout out some stuff.
Yes. Go ahead. You go
grab
first.
That mic
you
with
do.
Your
okay,
hand.
Okay, ready?
With both hands.
I do my sexy voice. All right. Oh, there she goes.
Hi, Harry.
Oh, poor Harry.
Who? Harry?
Harry from Bel Air.
Oh, Harry from Bel Air.
Yeah. Did you meet
like
him on the
nice
site?
Yes. I met him on the site.
Was that, he on the Millionaire? Your... Elite Millionaire?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, ElitewealthMatch.com.
Brooke's been to his house, too.
Brooke wants to meet him.
What a good little student you are.
Thank you. Take notes everywhere.
Oh, you're so hot. You are a bad girl. See, you have this persona and it's so nice. And I know you're fucking, you know.
Full of shit.
You're a bad little bitch.
I think they wanted to tell us a prison inmate story.
Yeah, we have a good friend. Vic, why don't you speak?
About 10 years ago, before I owned a dating site, I owned a dieting company, fresh food delivery based on the Zone diet. My partner, Artie Gunning, he's... Right now, he's just on a little vacation.
Charm school, right?
Yes. Yeah, every vacation.
But he's a chef over there.
Yeah,
so he's
a chef.
He learned something from...
We used to go out with him every night to the strip
VIPs,
clubs.
VIPs, tens.
You know, he didn't like want strip dances. All he wanted to do at the end of the night was to go to karaoke with
and
everybody.
Buy shots and champagne.
And bring
this
like...
Is sweet.
Yeah, yeah, 20 strippers, and he was like Ricky Martin, you know?
I wish I danced in New York when he
was. But we're bringing him here when he gets out, because
yes.
You're going to love him.
I have a pole in my house.
That's
bring
what
him
I'm
on
talking
over.
About.
He loves strippers.
Loves it.
He actually... I think he was going to put a pole in his house, too.
Well, it's never too late. When he gets out, we'll come over and
absolutely.
Put a pole
you,
and
you
we'll
would
test
go
it
over
out.
There.
That's what I'm talking about.
Do you mind going over to people's houses and doing
not
a little...
Not just random people, but these people.
Special
that
people.
Okay, special people.
VIPs.
Because she's hot.
She is.
Absolutely.
She fucking works it. I'm
tattoos
thinking,
are amazing.
Yeah, have you seen the whole
flattery
thing?
Flattery gets you guys.
Show them the whole thing.
My whole thing.
The whole. Have you lifted off your shirt or lifted it down?
I think down's better.
You can show your boobs. Look at it. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Brooke rocks it.
But we have the same tattoo artist. I think you might have missed this.
She
well, not artist, but he works at
the
same
shop. Go to
the
same tattoo place. It's Sunset
Where are
Strip
your
tattoo
tattoos?
On
you
my
look
arms.
Look at that. Like how hot is she?
I have classy tattooed on my ass also.
Now that is amazing. Nothing's classier than that.
Do your Twitter followers... Oh, look at you.
Oh, that is so cute.
They probably... Look at the little blue G-string underwear just going right up your ass.
Up my ass.
I would be up that ass,
that's
too. And so would Kelly LaBlanca.
She probably has been.
And the gays. Kelly and the gays is probably all up in there.
Yeah, it's great because I'm straight and I have the gays and my girlfriend all up on my shit.
And I want to just one more time, because I want to make sure I get this right. I'm putting a Twitter up for our fans. So if they want to join any of your guys' sites, if they mention for free, what else do they need to do to get
yeah,
that lifetime
membership? Yeah, they just need
membership?
To go to elitemate.com.
Got that.
And they ask the top lines a referral code, and it's for free.
Okay. I'm putting it out there, guys. Twitter.com.
Our Twitter is ElitePate. Twitter/ElitePate. You know.
Right. Something. I don't
know.
Maybe I put the wrong
one. /. Yeah. Whatever.
ElitePate.
Yeah. Okay. I got the right one then. I'm tweeting you guys right now. I'll be tweeting everybody all over the place. And I'll be webcamming away on there, seeing whoever's cock is out.
You do webcams, don't you? So you're an experienced. I bought
EliteMateCam.com. Here I come. What time am I out of here? I mean, I can't wait. I'm going to be all up in there.
That's a private webcamming thing, right? If you want to communicate, it's a form of communication.
And also
does it have to be one on one?
No,
can it be? Can I just watch?
No, the host could actually be seen by many people.
Oh, yeah.
Or you could do like a one-on-one.
The slutty thing where everybody joins in.
See the girl that's all cut up on her stomach right now. So let's just keep it. I'll just watch you jerk off
for me until I feel bad. I like the real thing.
Watch you jerk off for me.
Yep, they're all going to be my little puppets on there just jerking it.
You are so cute. You'd boss them all around. Stick that up there.
Especially
get on your
when
knees.
They don't know what I'm looking like on the other end, and I have some little name. I'll boss
so you wouldn't let
them
see
day.
You at all. You're just going to boss
someday,
around.
But not right now.
Right. I mean, well, you could stay dressed or, you know, put on a little short shorts.
Nobody wants to see you webcam and not show your vajayjay.
Your pussy is perfect. It's just a little incision above your pussy.
Little incision.
Nobody's looking at your...
Forest.
It's going to go away.
It's going to go away.
She's a healer. Look at her now. Just a week.
She's ready to pounce.
She's out here working, you know?
True. I couldn't wait to meet all you guys. Okay. We heard you guys were coming in a week ago.
We did?
We did.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I didn't. Nobody fucking told me. I would have been registered. I would have had a date to talk about.
Could we come in next time and bring a date with us? Like we online,
that
like
could
have
be
them come
scary.
In.
Yeah,
you can bring Riley, Marianne.
That's a lesbian date.
Yeah, you have to talk to our producer because he makes
the
executive.
How did you two?
She would love for you to bring in lesbians.
Wait, what's nightclub?
Back in the prison days.
No, we drove bets. And I was not too suave. I told her I wanted to sleep with her. The first time in
Well, who could blame you? And she probably said, oh, look here, buddy, ain't that easy.
She walked away.
Yeah, I'm telling you, she's not.
Two weeks later, we actually met, and it was funny because we lived in the same area of New York. You know, it was meant to be.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Now she bosses him around.
She's going to just walk away when I told her.
No, and she's still here.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right here, sharing the same microphone.
Yep. Look at her giving him the evil eye.
She doesn't mess around. I love it when I was standing
over. She's kinky too, aren't you?
She's little kinky, miss. You I have two girls. She's like,
oh,
well, am
you gotta
I supposed
get some
to
scotch
be touching
her? You get some scotch in her.
Danger.
She'll be dancing around. Everything.
Well, when are you guys? Do you guys have like little social mixers?
Absolutely. You go to EliteMateEvents.com.
EliteMateEvents.com.
We have a mixer. On December 18th in Long Island City, New York. And we also have a nationwide New Year's Eve party in various cities, in the major cities.
Oh, that's fantastic. You guys are really doing it.
We've been around 10 years. And our motto is we simplify socializing.
We were looking up the wrong stuff because her and I... Recently, we're trying to Google, we didn't have all that much info, but we're trying to Google your name, and that wasn't coming up with much, but now that we know where
Tell
to
us
go,
what was coming up.
Nothing.
Not a fucking thing was coming up under
thing.
Vic, whatever
Yeah, there's
your
a lot of Victor
is.
Daniels out there. There's
doing other things other than running websites. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, the funny thing is, with the website, it's mostly Elite Mate is the name.
Yeah, well, if we had known
that's
that
all
part.
We needed to know, but we're not informed. We're not informed properly.
He's not even paying attention.
He's not. He's like in La La Land over there.
Yeah, you.
All right, so anything else you girls want to shout out or give out your social...
Security
socials,
numbers?
Social name.
Your social address.
We want everybody else's credit cards
your
to join.
Your username or your...
Oh, just I would just like to tell the state of New Mexico that they can blow me.
And I want to watch.
Which hole would you like them to blow?
The whole state?
Wow.
Yeah, pretty much.
At the same time?
Is there a story behind this?
Nope.
You had bad dating experiences?
I used to have a breathalyzer in my car. I called him my boyfriend.
You are friends with Kelly LaBlanca
with that statement right there. Yes, sure am.
When is your comedy show? If they want to come and laugh their asses
off and buy you drinks. Buy me drinks.
Buy
every
drinks.
Sunday at 9 at Red Rock on the Sunset Strip. It's a bar. It's upstairs. It's fun.
It sounds like fun.
I'll now, take do my they top have off. A chance of getting to your downstairs if they go to the upstairs?
Yeah. 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 Okay. Actually,
everybody
listen. There's me in my prime, you know, prime environment because I'm drinking beer like a frat boy. And
you have a microphone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You're in charge.
Yeah.
That's pretty hot. Do you ever bring people out of the audience and make them do bad things?
No, but I should start.
Fuck.
I should wouldn't just bring hot? A sign-up list at the back of the room. Be like, sign up on the list, post your picture, we'll see if you make the cut, like a casting
sign
call.
Sign your release for any injury.
We'll just let you know. Yeah, in case you bash your head in on a fan, I'm not going to be held in responsible.
That's pretty gruesome.
That's a hell of a bad dating story right there. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm going to be responsible for this. What if this guy, I don't know.
And here I am not even knowing his name.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Who cares
matter.
His fucking name?
It's the guy who hit his head on the fan. He's an idiot.
Fuck.
Did he hold your tits or did you hold them?
I was holding them. It's like, what are you?
He didn't have to do anything.
Like, what
fucking
the fuck are you? Get down from there.
That's just awful. We still haven't heard a bad dating. We have a couple more minutes and we haven't heard a bad dating story out of the quiet, shy little
No, she's not
muffin.
Shy. Excuse me.
She's
look at her kneecaps.
Let me just tell you.
Shy until the lights are off and the clothes are off. It's hog wild after that.
They're all bad.
Not one good? Do you have a good one?
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know. I can't think on the spot.
Ask her another. Where are you
Marianne
from?
And I went on a date and it was wonderful to shoot.
We're on it right
shoot.
Now. Yeah, yeah.
Where are you from? Let me start
I'm
there.
From Colorado.
Italy.
Italy and Colorado.
You have like a great 1-900 voice.
Oh, thank you.
You could be, do you have a phone sex line for a
no, little bit? No, she could be she's your on girl. The webcam.
I'll be on the webcam.
Are we allowed to just come in and visit whenever we want?
As long as it's our show. I mean, we'd love to see you.
We don't cheat.
Exactly. I won't be shy the next time.
No.
Yeah,
really
next time we're getting. We want we'll you naked. We want you sucking dick. I want to see how you get those bruises.
Baby steps.
Yeah,
baby
we want to know the bruise story.
I really want to know that.
Seriously,
I fucking suck some dick in my life, and I've never had knees that look like that.
Like you're not the first people who just make fun of me for it. But
nobody's making fun
of
me.
Your agent, they haven't been there forever. They just got there. Those things.
You're not the first people
like
to make fun of me for it.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna fucking bow at her feet for these fucking bruises.
She's the queen.
She is the queen.
I'll take that.
I second that. What about you?
What about me?
She had a bad date story.
I know, but I wonder if she's ever had bruises on her knees.
I don't know. She might have them now.
She pulls a pillow down. You pull a pillow down first, don't you? Why is he flailing?
Because we're going to cut in 30
seconds.
We know.
Are we going to do the 30? 30 seconds. We got to go.
Peace.
Well, now you're making her do it. Everybody's doing this.
We've got gang signs
going
up in here.
Look at the dirty look.
I thought he was going to
we've got open who's
if I could only fucking suck your cock, you'd never look at me like that again. Stick your fucking fingers up your ass.
Listen here. Thank you guys for coming out. You guys at elitemate.com and all the other sites. I can't wait to see you all naked later on the cams.
Oh, she's talking to him.
Both of you now. Now I know there's a twosome. I'm down with threesomes. The Jerkbox Series 108XM 248 1-800 Spice 88.
Yay.